Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast. Whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one, we're here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road for a long time. I'm sending you my regards from the northern city of Haifa in Israel. Really beautiful city, close to the sea. And this episode was recorded actually about 3 years ago. It was one of the first episodes I've ever recorded on Become Nomad. It was also recorded actually in the beach in Haifa. That's why you're gonna have a lot of background sound of waves. I hope it's gonna be okay. And the episode basically discusses the topic of the advantages of having a nomadic lifestyle. So needless to say, a nomadic lifestyle is kind of difficult and challenging in many, many aspects. However, some things are actually pretty brilliant, and we're going to discuss only the great things in this episode. I hope you enjoy it. Today we're going to discuss maybe the most important relevant subject of becoming a nomad, which is basically why do it, or what are the advantages of a nomad lifestyle. And each of us has different ones for taking this path of life. I'll try to shed light on my major advantages, and let me start with the first one, which is pretty obvious. It's fun. And what exactly does it mean? When you travel, think about your friends or go to their Facebook profile, and you'll discover something very interesting. Most of their photos are actually from vacations. What are photos? Photos are the valuable moments of life, the happy moments of life. And when you consider it, 99% of our time is photoless, okay? And 1% of the time is where major events happen, when change happens, when something special happens. And by becoming a nomad, you're actually creating a situation in which you're living in a constant change, in something that is worthwhile, that is interesting. So it is fun, and it awakens you. By awakening, I don't really mean a religious awakening like the Buddha had, but more in the style of general life awakening. If you're in a situation that you have your own daily routine and every day looks pretty much the same like it looked the day before, and for example, I had a situation in which I was on a bus to work, and the bus was always on the same time, and I would come back exactly on the same time. I would pretty much see the same people on the bus when I would get on it and when I took it back, and I never spoke to those people, but I just saw them all the time. Every day looked pretty much like the day before, and the nomad does not have that, because he's changing locations. He's not going into this deep sleep of routine, and day after day look exactly the same. So this is a huge advantage of being a nomad. This constant awakening, this, let's say, constant spark that you have, it is something that is very positive. And I think this is why, if someone is envious of a nomad lifestyle, that would be it. The notion of, wow, you're changing locations all the time. Of course, there are many, many disadvantages that we'll discuss on other articles, but there is something that people can really connect to, that they're saying, okay, there is something interesting here, you have an interesting life. Is it good or bad? It's another issue. The Chinese are actually, they have a curse. May you have an interesting life. So it's all a matter of perception, but that's one of the advantages for me. Moving on to the second advantage, I would say it in one word, knowledge. Someone that takes a nomadic path is a lot more knowledgeable than someone that doesn't, on some aspects. Everything that has to do with geography, or with specific history of a country, that also leads to the mindset of the locals, to general customs of locals. What do they do? What do they think? What are their daily rituals? You accumulate a lot of knowledge, which is something that is quite valuable, because you can take the best sides out of every culture and out of the people you meet on the way, and you meet so many different people. It's quite a valuable tool if you use it correctly. Cultures, people, religions are actually not as closed as we can imagine. If you're a nomad and you're open to the idea of getting to know religions and receiving information about religions, you might discover some really cool things. For example, in Asia, I went into Buddhism. In Israel, I'm more into Judaism. In Muslim countries, you can discover Sufism, or in India also Hinduism, and some small sects like Brahma Kumaris, and each one of them brings something very interesting and philosophical on the table, and it's something that you don't really want to miss. It's worth a lot, this knowledge. Not to mention that you can also pick up some words in each country and therefore improve your language skill, which is great. The third advantage is actually, well, it's pretty individual for all of us, but to sum it up in a phrase, it builds you. This lifestyle is not easy. It has many challenges and many problems on the way. Of course, that an environment of constant change, where you're new in a place and you don't have the information, will put you in some situations that are pretty hectic at times. So this constant change, it might be a disadvantage, but also an advantage. It shows you some things that ancient religions and philosophies are pushing into the idea of freedom. And what is freedom? How is freedom connected to being a nomad? Other than roaming the lands, it also shows you, let's say the basic experience of a nomad is that a nomad does not have a home. Okay, so this notion of having no home, no safe place, your bag is a home in a way, that nothing is yours because everything keeps on changing, that everything is temporal, in many cultures is the definition of freedom, once you understand that. So being a nomad can actually change you from within and make you understand that nothing is yours. And once you understand that, you're closer to freedom. One additional advantage that you might consider as an advantage is the freedom to redefine yourself. If we're in our native habitat, then basically you have a very clear definition of who you are. First of all, it is derived by the way people define you. For example, people look at you and they say, yeah, he's a nice guy, a certified public accountant, and is doing quite okay with Excel, and is going to pubs every Thursday. So there is a very clear definition of who you are, what you are, and what exactly you're not, which is quite hard to change when you create some kind of expectation to the environment. A nomad does not have those expectations. You're changing locations, you're new in each location you get to. Nobody knows you. Now, if nobody knows you, it's a lot easier to redefine yourself, to change yourself, the way you define yourself. And this is a major point. In most cases, we're stuck on a definition that does not suit us. This mask, you know, since we actually define ourselves in stricter lines than we're defined by society. Some kind of egg and a chicken of what people expect from us, our family, our friends, our co-workers, and what we expect of ourselves, the story that we tell about ourselves. So being a nomad allows you to start from scratch in any place. Now, you're probably going to be the same person if you're going to be in Bosnia and then change to Paraguay. There probably won't be that many changes. But then again, your playing ground is a lot more flexible. Nobody knows you. You can start from scratch and decide what you are in Bosnia and what exactly do you do in Paraguay. What kind of a person are you? This flexibility is quite interesting, and for me it's a huge advantage. One more advantage that has to do with the nomad lifestyle is the story. You become interesting. If you would tell me in my own country to do a lecture before I did my decision of becoming a nomad, it would probably be a boring lecture about, I don't know, financials or whatever. Now, and I've tried it a few days ago in a site called meetup.com, I just opened a group of digital nomads, how to travel while working. Many people came to the lecture. So what does it mean? It means that you have a story, you're doing something unique, which is pretty interesting. People will take value out of it. You've tried something that is not that common, and you will become someone that people would like to speak to and understand what exactly you're doing. So that's another small advantage. The other advantage is probably connections and business opportunities. Once you know people all around the globe and you create the contacts, you also receive the business knowledge, but basically you're making many, many connections. And this will allow you to either start your business, and when you do your business, have a more broad scope about what exactly you can do, how it can interface with countries and integrate with countries from all over the world. You can also be a connector. For example, if someone wants to start a business in Croatia, and you've been in Croatia and you know many people there, you're a perfect point of connection. So this is a valuable thing. You increase your circle. Our circle of friends are usually the people we know at work or in the university. Over here, you're very well, your network is quite vast, and you know, networks are and connections are an asset. You don't receive immediate value from there or benefits from there, but in the future you can use them. So that's another advantage, this spread of a network that is pretty much global. The last advantage I would like to talk about is something that is called hacking life. I don't know if you've heard about it before. Basically it means that since the internet has become such a widespread tool, and it allows us to work wherever we want, you can create some kind of a model of staying in a very low-cost country, such as, for example, India or Bosnia, and while working for clients that are from the developed world, which is something that I do. For example, most of my time is spent on poor countries, in poor countries where the costs are quite low, and my earnings are always coming from countries that pay well for my services, whatever they are, either for my business or for services of the freelancer or whatever. So this actually allows you to even save money while being a nomad, meaning it might not be something that you're gonna spend on money on. You can actually just break even, and even more, depends on how much do you want to dedicate to making money while being a nomad. And this is of course something that you don't really want to do. You don't want to become rich while being a nomad. That's exactly the point of total freedom and disconnection from assets and definitions and ego. So that was a quick lecture about some of the main advantages of becoming a nomad. Thank you.
Okay, so that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please consider leaving us a 5-star reviews on iTunes or whatever you're using. For detailed show notes of this episode, you can go to becomenomad.com, where you can also subscribe to the newsletter and get personal updates once a month when I'm feeling with energy, and once every 2 months when I'm a little bit lazy. Have a great week.